Whistler has a new Citizen of the Year, in fact, it has several of them. The Indigenous Ambassadors at Whistler's First Nations Museum, the Squamish-Lillooet Cultural Center, SLCC, took home the honor at the 2023 Whistler Excellence Awards, held Wednesday, October 25 at the Fairmont. The Indigenous Ambassadors at the Squamish-Lillooet Cultural Center have been citizens of this land long before Whistler was a town. Whether they are giving guided tours, curating the next museum exhibit, teaching their languages, sharing traditional foods, or caretaking for the business and building, the SLCC ambassadors give an immeasurable amount of inspiration and belonging to future generations of Indigenous youth, while beckoning people from all over the world to see Indigenous peoples in a more fulfilling and powerful light. Read the nomination entry for the ambassador team. None of the ambassadors live in Whistler proper, which means they travel up to 4 hours a day to be here, moving around the valley, gifting visitors with welcome ceremonies, speaking on local community panels, sitting on Whistler boards and committees, sharing stories and persevering through tough days in hopes and appreciation for the brighter ones to come, it continued. The Ambassador Program is an immersive, 3-month cultural and business program that teaches the foundations of business through the lens of a First Nations museum, and is open to Indigenous youth and young adults between 16 and 30 years old. Handed out since 1969, Citizen of the Year is Whistler's longest-running award, selected by the Whistler Community Foundation. Although the honor has been shared by two people before, as was the case in 2019, when Playground Builders founder Keith Reynolds and Bicycles for Humanity founder, the late Pat Montani, both received the award, this is the first time it has been given to a group. The other nominees for Citizen of the Year were Brandy Higgins, longtime Whistlerite and coach with the Whistler Seawolves Swim Club, who has been pivotal in assisting athletes of diverse needs, abilities, and ages achieve their aquatic goals, her nomination entry read, as well as Carol Lisi, co-founder of Whistler 360 Health and chair of the Whistler Healthcare Foundation, who has been instrumental in the development of the resort's new primary care health model, overseen by Whistler 360. Whistler 360 Health was also named the Emerging Business of the Year, with Forecast Coffee and Creekside Health rounding out the list of nominees for the award. Jackie Dickinson, Executive Director of the Whistler Community Services Society, social service provider and operator of the Whistler Food Bank, took home the Business Person of the Year award. Starting with the nonprofit in 2009, Dickinson eventually worked her way up, in 2018, to the director role, and, in 2022, she and her WCSS team were recognized, in partnership with local healthcare and community service providers, with the Rural Coordination Center of BC's Community Health Award for their outstanding response to COVID-19. Tourism Whistler President and CEO Barrett Fisher and Pepe Barajas, Infinity Enterprise Group founder and restaurateur behind the Mexican Corner, La Cantina, Rocket Coffee, and more, were also nominated in the category. In the Innovative Business of the Year category, Navio Immigration, formerly Whistler Immigration, took home the top honors, with Whistler Blackcomb and Prior Snowboards also nominated. Vintage and secondhand clothing retailer The Velvet Underground received the Sustainability in Action Business Award, given to a local business that has demonstrated considerable positive impact in advancing sustainability in their company, sector and wider community. Also nominated were plant-based eatery Naked Sprout Cafe and sustainable home builder, NAR Inc. in the Whistler Champion of Arts and Culture category, which recognizes an individual or organization, in alternating years, that has contributed significantly to the development arts and culture locally. Events industry veteran Kristen Robinson received the top honor. Affectionately known as KR, Robinson has had a hand in programming many of Whistler's most popular arts and music events, including the World Ski and Snowboard Festival, Kronkworks, the Whistler Summer Concert Series and Whistler Live, the resort's 27-day live site program held during the 2010 Winter Olympics. Contemporary artist, creative event manager and art instructor Andrea Muller, and multi-instrumentalist, vocalist and musical event host Monty Biggins were also nominees in the category. In the Rising Star of the Year category, which recognizes a local businessperson making an impact beyond their years, Fairmont Chateau Whistler's special events manager, city director for WNORTH's Whistler chapter, and figure skating coach Katia Barton took home the honors. Lizzie McLaughlin, Zero Ceilings' new co-executive director, and Lisa Coulter, the Whistler Community Services Society's director of social services, were fellow nominees. Meanwhile, Quattro Restaurant won the Service Excellence Award for large businesses, given to a local business with 35 or more employees that has shown industry-leading service delivery. The Four Seasons Resort and the Fairmont Chateau Whistler Golf Club were also nominated. In the Service Excellence, Small Business category, Cocktail Bar The Raven Room won the top accolade, while Whistler Valley Tours and Sierra Window and Property Services made up the other nominees.